The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And we're back here. Analyze this. A couple of things I want to touch on. Wallace Williams had texted me to tell me about the international players impacting the NBA and the MVP, right? This year, right? The top four players, one of them didn't even qualify because he got hurt, Joel Embiid. He was a reigning MVP. But the top three finalists are all from, I guess it's a foreign countries, right? I don't look like Canada. To me, Canada don't really feel like a foreign country, but it is technically. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander for OKC, Luka Doncic, and Nikola Jokic. All three of them, non-American players. You know what I'm saying? So, and if you look over the years, I believe that Hakeem Olajuwon, right? Hakeem Olajuwon was the first non-American to win league MVP. Right? And then Timmy Duncan was the first non-mainland American. Right? He's American. Right? The Virgin Islands is American. U.S. Virgin Islands. He won back-to-back MVPs. Hakeem won his in 94. And then Timmy won back-to-back in 2002 and 2003. Right? And then Dirk Nowitzki, he won MVP in 2007. After that, right? From 2008, right, for the next 11 years, between 2008 and 2018, right, the MVP was all American born and the Learn the Game players, right? Kobe win one, LeBron win four, Derrick Rose, Steph win two, Russell Westbrook win one, Kevin Durant win one, James Harden win one, right? Since then, though, right, that's 2018. Since 2019, 20, 21, 22, and 23, all international players. Check. All. 2019 and 20, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. 2021 and 22, Nikola Jokic. Last year, Joel Embiid, who, by the way, he can be playing for the American team if he plays and the Olympic team this summer, because you know he got a bad knee. So there's a likelihood he might not play if he's unless he's healthy. And then the winner in 2024 is going to be an international player because they've already announced it, the finalists. So, yeah, man, the game changer, you know what I mean? So it's going to be good. And, of course, San Antonio Spurs have been the leader in developing international players into their mix because, you know, they had Tony Parker from France and Manu Ginobili from Argentina. And they got a boy named Victor Wembanyama. He's going to dominate this league. He two or three more years. You're going to hear about he and Anthony Edwards. They got a long career at a high level and all that stuff, right? So, would you believe that today is the last day of April? It was just April 1st of the day. Monday, April the 1st. We had a show that day. That was Easter Monday. And April done, you know. Okay? Tomorrow is May Day. Okay? Not Grace Jones in A View to a Kill with James Bond. Not that May Day there. May the Fuss. Okay? You know Grace Jones. You know, she got Jamaican roots though. High profile. Hey, PBS News Hour tonight at 7 p.m. begins our primetime coverage on Channel 12. Finding Your Roots from 8 to 9. Explore the family roots of LeVar Burton and Wes Studi. Right? LeVar Burton, also known as Kunta Kinte. You know what I'm saying? The Expressway from 9 to 10. Explore how music can provide solace and healing in Appalachia. And then Frontline from 10 to 11. Investigate the death rates after police use tactics that are defined as less lethal. And then Amanpour and Company takes us up to midnight from 11 p.m. to midnight. By the way, we had a tragic situation in North Carolina yesterday where a task force and four law enforcement officers, four police were killed. Eight were shot. In total, I believe four out of those eight, they went to serve a warrant and a man, and he just started to fire shot at them. And so, you know, that's the world, the crazy world that we in now, man. That's wild. So we gotta, you know, we gotta figure that out. You know what I'm saying? Wow. 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 I just got some information from somebody. Somebody's tomorrow's birthday. I can't tell you who it is. They made that clear. But May Day is for somebody special. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I'm going to be on St. Thomas tomorrow, by the way, right? I'm doing the show from St. Thomas tomorrow. I'm flying over this afternoon, right? I'm going to hang out in the village a little bit tonight. I'm going to try to, you know, old age. If I get tired, I like to lay down, you know what I mean? But I'm trying to walk my way to the village tonight. And I'm going to be on rock. I'm going to do the show for tomorrow. I'm going to be gone for a week, right? No, I'm not going to the Kentucky Derby. Right, I'm gonna be in the Northeast Corridor, okay? But I'm gonna be gone for a week. But I'm gonna do the show tomorrow morning from out of the rack. So Yunel, you know what time it is, right? I don't know when Hewlett going over. I don't know if he's gonna be running things from the studio here tomorrow, giving us directives and letting us know on the computer when we could start talking and all that kind of thing, and telling me to turn off the mic to be hot during the break and all that stuff. I don't know how that one gonna work tomorrow morning, but I'm doing the show from the rack tomorrow. Okay? we should be hearing from Ian Tumble. He should be calling in. Matter of fact, let me give you his cell phone number now. So you could call him. So come for this number, yeah. He got state side number, so I go. He done already? Okay, yeah. I could do that. So I go now. But we're just gonna give you the phone so you can see the number, no? No, it's a state side number. Matter of fact, you know something? Let me leave it alone. Let he call you. Okay? I got a. No. This is number I got. But try that one now. If we go call it. You know what I mean? Because he probably got multiple numbers. So try that one then as well. But, yeah, man. So, my people is a mayday, man. That's it. I like talking like that. By the way, thanks for listening. I appreciate that too. You know what I mean? It's all good. So, yeah, we should be hearing from Ian Tumble because, you know, things starting to crank up. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Barbara Peterson and John Griot used to be hosting the radio show in my first years as a senator, 2005, 2006, they used to be on another station. I believe it was the Radio 1. I ain't sure. But I remember Carnival Week. They used to say, it's Carnival, baby. You see? And I think Barbara Peterson, I think her, you guys already or send it to you? I think that's why I heard her referring to herself as Miss Gorty. Right? That's what I believe. I believe that's the name. Barbara Peterson, text me if I get it wrong. But I believe you used to refer to yourself as Miss Gordy, or that's a family member or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So let me send this number to my engineer so he could reach out to the boss to let you know. Bam, 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 bam. And make it work. You know, I'm gonna have some fun with Mr. Tumble, because you know how it is. Bam Bam Jamar. You got a 404 number or you got a local number? The 404? Okay. See, I don't get away your business already. Don't hold it against me, please. Bam Bam Bam. Make sure I put it. Pearl. Yeah, make sure everything good. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, by the way, don't forget to know, when we go to May, right? Come the 15th of May, we're going to start getting the tropical weather outlook. Okay? And then, of course, on June 1, that begins the hurricane season. You know what I'm saying? So don't wait until you hear something may be coming, however. Stack up from early. Check, because you can't even trust certain people, because when they hear something coming, they might look to choke up the price and all that stuff. And then they shelf them in like what it used to be, man. They shelf them to be kind of empty now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't wait. And I'm telling all you, warm waters is like oxygen for storm development. Like fuel. You know what I'm saying? So, and the water to be warm. Matter of fact, I was reading an article and they were talking about just historically warm water temperatures. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever you do. Right, and we're going to get Director Jashin. He'll come in, right, the last Wednesday every month. So we should get him on, I guess that would be the 29th of May. He'll make his first appearance on the last Wednesday of May so that he could let us know what we're dealing with and all that stuff, inform us about the shelters, all that. You know, and we gotta do what we got to do. Every time I think of a shelter, I also think of the St. Croix Educational Complex. I also think of what is to be with the new school over there on St. John, because that's one of the benefits of constructing the school, the new school. As controversial as that one was with the land swap and all that, one of the benefits can be a new school over there in St. John. No? You get an answer? And I spoke to him during the first break. I don't know what happened, but I got to reach out to him to let him know what's going on. Yeah, one of my boys sent me a text message. He said, for the first time since 2005, there will be no LeBron James, Kevin Durant, or Steph Curry in the second round of the playoffs. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, man. Game changing. The young boy there, me ain't having that. No, sir. Right, the person also told me, because we were talking about the lottery tickets earlier. He said, man, and those PR ticket winners get paid cash on the barrel head. Had a lady used to keep at least $100K in her house in a hidden safe. Yeah, me. Lot of money to be flowing, man. You know what I'm saying? So, she probably was just waiting to hear. Que ganó en Isla Virgen, esperando para el ganador o ganadora. I'm saying, bring that ticket down. Check, because I got that money, I'll give it up. Whatever you need, man, I got it. Just give me that ticket, that pay your cash. Nobody know who you be. You check, and they making this off the top. You know what I'm saying? So let me text the division man right now to get him on, because it'd be good for the public to know and check what's going on this week as relates to the schedule. Right, I know for me, over the years, Friday night was the night I wanted to be in the village. Thursday night and Friday night, Saturday night, yeah, you know what I mean, for the last lap. But that night really was a dance night. We're looking for a nightclub, whoever the big dance gonna be. Check. And a lot of people were tired anyway, because the parade is a very taxing thing, because that sun will be hot, right? Got a special kind of sun that'll be beating long in St. Thomas compared to St. Croix, okay? Tell a lot of truth to check. Maybe because we were moving south and the trade was used to hit, we different, but I got a sun over there in St. Thomas. S-O-N. Mm-mm. S-U-N, I mean. Not an S-O-N, S-U-N. That's on there. He did. Look, we're joined by the Division of Festivals Director for the Department of Tourism, Mr. Ian Tombo, this morning. Good morning, Director. Glad to have you analyze this. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. How are you?
Everything good.
Everything good.
How was the village last night? Opening night? Went well?
Went well. Feel real good about it. People came out in droves. The rain did a little bit of, you know, dampering people, but it went well. We managed to open up the Malvern's Melodic Great House in grand form.
That's good. Who performed in the village last night?
Last night, the performances were When Band, If Not Now, When. Then we went into Malvern's Spectrum Band, of course. Then after Spectrum Band, we had, of course, King of Soca, Marshall Montano. And then we went into Adamo. We had two cultural exchange artists, Billy and Yama from Angola. And then we closed out with a new up-and-coming artist out of Virgin Islands Third. So it went real well. Everybody enjoyed themselves.
You had Marshall Montano in the village last night to open the village?
To open the village, yes, sir.
Wow. That's, they say, I'm too young to soca. That's it? When you were young, or you ain't know about them kind of thing? That was before your time.
No, I get a record. My family get a record, I think.
You know? I was looking at the video with you when he performed that day, man. You are a cute little thing when you are young, or no? But now he's a big star.
Yeah, he's a big star, mega star.
Yeah. And the reason why we're looking for it was because we had a young lady named the Mighty Chicken Wing. She was a junior Calypsonia way back in the day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, I remember Mighty Chicken Wing.
Yeah, and she had performed. So I did the research and Kaiser Calwood, right? I had spoken with him because he was a junior Calypsonian champ as well. You check what I'm saying? So I had pulled it up. So I wanted to know if the Mighty Chicken Wing still there in St. Thomas. You check? So I could call, so we could talk, and she could.
We got to find her, so she could talk
about that experience. You know what I mean? So because I remember at the time I was working education, and there was a picture of her on the stage dressed as the chicken who'd be in San Diego, right, for the sports events, right? And she had looked just like a smaller replica of the chicken, you know what I mean? So that was cool. So I was just curious as to if she's still around, because that was a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? That was donkey years ago. So we're looking forward to see what's going on. You know what I mean? So everything good there. Last night went well?
Yeah, last night went well. Energy is up. The last couple of nights went well. Calypso Monarch in the village is definitely
We spoke about that on the table talk yesterday, and it was a paid event, you know, which is good. Raise some money, you know, pay some vendors, pay some competitors, and all that stuff. Yeah, so we good. We're talking with Ian Turnbull for the Department of Tourism's Division of Festivals. He's the director. The village opened up last night in grand style. When we come back, Ian go through the schedule for us for tonight, all the way through Sunday, with all the events and all that stuff. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday. In these divided times, what could be more important than a conversation? Conversation with someone we don't know, someone we think we know, someone with whom we disagree or think we do. Join us as we ask questions of politicians, ranchers, parents, athletes, activists, gardeners, writers, and lots more. Then Listen along with you.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTGX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Music can be an incredibly personal experience. A song can inspire you, it can comfort you, it can make you feel understood, it can even take you back to a specific moment in your life. And it all begins with the artist. Join me, Raina Duras, as I get personal through in-depth interviews with your favorite musicians and find out where those songs come from on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Along the New England coast, ospreys are icons of summer. They've come to take up their greatest challenge, to compete with each other, to fend off thieves, and to raise tiny, helpless chicks. For an osprey, summer is no day at the beach. It's an annual call to battle and the toughest test of everything they are.
Tune in May 1st at 8 p.m. on WTJX TV Channel 12.
And we're back here on Analysis. We're talking with Mr. Ian Turnbull, the director of festivals for the tourism department. Good morning, Mr. Director. Glad to have you on.
I'm right here.
Okay, good. I just sent you a photo. Terry T just sent me a photo that I drone shot I had last night. This is the people that I had in the village last night, B?
Yeah, I got to drop that picture up. We gotta drop it on the page.
You're gonna pay. I know it's a division of festivals picture, but you're gonna pay Terry T for sending me the photo to send it to you. You know, don't believe you're getting stuff for free. You know,
no man, not that one. I already got another one, man. I got another one.
Oh, that one's another. Don't believe you're getting this hook up for free. You're gonna pay. You go pay that cabbage. So if you use this, this is last night.
Yeah, that last night.
That couldn't tell me
you're
going.
Wow.
Yeah. Last night.
So wait, the village was cock last night then?
I didn't think, man.
Wait, don't be acting mad. This man at my show, you know. Jack. Man, this people. You see the quote that he sent me, right? He said, "Look, pam people, papa." Right? I don't know if you're seeing it yet on your phone, but. This is
yeah. See the picture.
Yeah,
this is the picture we have this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Every time I hear "papa," by the way, my mind thinking of hula hoop, right? I don't know if you know about that big tune from Jamban, fam.
Hula.
No, hula hoop. Nick Friday that said, "'Tis your waist. Let me see your waist, papa." Your jack saw that. So when I hear this, tell me, papa. It's a lot of people in the village. Congrats on last night, man. Big success, man. Wow.
Thank you.
It's a lot of people, man. Make sure you post this picture, channel. Where can they go to see this drone chat from last night?
USVA festivals. We're gonna load it up there. Should have been loaded up a little while, probably like an hour ago. But I've been driving around just doing. Checking.
No, that's what he gained from, man. So I did it already, man. That's what he gave. You can see the vision of festivals.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, congrats on a big night last night. What we got going on today?
So tonight we have Greek night, right? So, come out, bring your team, bring your fraternity, your sorority. Come out and enjoy a night of great entertainment. We have Jamban performing. We have Dundee, the fireman Dundee performing. We also have...
Dundee could always sing, or that's all of a sudden he find his voice?
He find his groove. I won't say he find his voice. He had a voice, he could have do a thing. But now he find his groove, I think he put out the most music for Carnival.
That's Mr. Grant, right?
Yes, that's Mr. Eustace Grant.
Mr. Eustace Grant,
yeah. So he find his pocket.
Yeah.
Find his pocket.
By the way, Terry tell me that... Rudy Laplace, who the work for, is hosting that shot.
That's
one of your boys. Yeah. It's a beautiful shot. If you got a chance, anybody, go to the festival's website, and you're going to see a drone shot from out of this world. Marshall Monsanto, again,
again.
A draw. Now, we ain't going to get into the thing there about local and non-local, right? Because I'm biased, right? I is 100% local. But I know I got to do what I got to do, and I ain't gaining that. That's for down the road at the appropriate time.
Yeah, you know the mission is to try to bring body and the bed.
Yeah, I know. Because I experienced that. That's what led to the One Village and St. Croix, you know. Right? A lot of people don't know. Some people might not know the history. The Christiansted Festival, the boot owners, they brought Burning Flames into Christiansted for like 2 to 3 consecutive nights, and they crushed Frederickstead. You know what I'm saying? Because right. Burning Flames had that kind of draw at that particular, drawing power at that particular time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So because of that, that made the Christiansted v. Frederickstead thing even more intense.
More
intense. And the next thing you know, they dropped the mausoleum. That's the term they use, right? I'm just having fun with it. They dropped the mausoleum up there. And the big village for Christiansted that went up the river. You know what I'm saying? But yes, you gotta pay bills, right? And the boot owners, you know, the boot owners they spend their money up front. So the goal is for them to at least break even and hopefully see a surplus at the end of the week. So you said tonight we got who?
Jamban, and the fireman Dundeel.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also have Breakaway Band. A local band that lives abroad, so it's like the diaspora, brought them down. They're very, very clean band, very good band. And then, of course, we have Crossfire. The Bajan Sensation, Edwin Yearwood, he coming through with his Crossfire band.
Crossfire then, St. Thomas on a Tuesday night?
On a Tuesday night.
Well, I could not time it any better because I'm coming over this afternoon, so look like I'm going to see Crossfire. Look like I'm going to see Crossfire tonight.
Crossfire will put in some work. And then, of course, you get Kess the Band. So,
you got who?
Kess the Band.
Kess coming, Kess on a Tuesday night again?
Kess on Tuesday.
So what are you doing with this Monday and Tuesday? Loading up with some of the best. Kessing, I'm ready. That's a big two for Kess?
Yeah,
from back in the day?
Guess.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hello. That ain't he?
Hello.
That's he, right? Yeah. And Crossfire?
And Crossfire. Two back to back. Bow, bow.
You know, Crossfire, that big tune come out in about 97, you know. They've never had a tune big as that again, you know. But they've been great, you know what I'm saying? But they really made a market with that big tune there in 1997. What's your name? I sing with them for a little bit, right? Allison Hines?
Allison, I sing with them for a little bit. Again, these are the bands that, like, you know, a lot of originators grew up with, you know, in terms of, you know, just cross cultural,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah, pumping up was a big tune.
Father Peter's out of Antigua.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Pump Me Up was the big tune for Crossfire when they came out back in 97. Yeah, because you know I'm addicted. Big, big tune. Yeah. Wow.
So they've been putting in some work for a while.
That's 99.
They actually haven't been.
Go ahead.
They haven't been in the Virgin Islands in a minute. She haven't been in the Virgin Islands in a. Well, not in the Virgin Islands, but in St. Thomas.
Who that be?
In St. Croix, they had such a great, great performance that, you know, we say, you know, let's bring these guys back.
Oh, Crossfire?
Yeah. They had a really, really good.
So you use St. Croix as a pilot to bring it to St. Thomas now? That's what's going on, Mr. Turnbull?
No, we don't know that they were going to kill it.
That's what's going on? They use St. Croix as a pilot, Mr. Turnbull? That's what this is about? A tester to see if Crossfire still got it like that, and then after St. Croix proved that they got it like that, you're going to bring them to St. Thomas? That's what's going on, sir? You admitting that tonight? You admitting that this morning on the show? Here, you're confessing?
We know that we have a lot of Caribbean people that interconnected.
That's right. Better believe it. We're the true melting pot of the Caribbean. Better believe that.
Exactly.
Alison Hines, I mentioned her name. She come in or she should have still perform?
Like I said, she went St. Croix. She just went St. Croix. She killed it too.
Is she performing in St. Thomas?
She's not performing in St. Thomas, no.
Oh, okay. So you ain't thief everything from St. Croix. You leave some. I can live with that.
I leave some.
You know that big tune, that Faluma is a big tune, you know? Big tune back in the day. Me know if you know about Faluma, ding. You know what I mean? But
of course. Faluma, ding.
Classic. Mama, yeah, do not. Yeah. Big tune.
Mama, yeah.
But you got my engineer laughing after me. Can they believe, hey, them man know I old, right? But they know that I could get young in a heartbeat. the history major in me that allowed for me to just reach back for these things, you know what I mean?
No, but
Faluma. Faluma was a big tune. That was Alison Hines, or that was Alison Hines and Crossfire?
I think Crossfire was lying.
Yeah, at the time, right? I wouldn't believe so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe so. Yeah.
I do believe so.
Okay, good. So you got big night lined up for tonight, my boy. Wow.
Yeah.
Crossfire and Kess?
Nice.
No wonder somebody tell me they're going village tonight. I can't call anybody. They tell me they're going village tonight. Now I know why. They're going to be
sweet. Yeah.
Now tomorrow, what we got tomorrow? We got the food fair. Like how to pronounce it? Tomorrow,
food
man.
Fair tomorrow. Food fair tomorrow. Head down. Actually here at Crombie Center right now. Just sitting with the good folks at Port Authority, going over details and preparations.
Oh, so the food fair is at Crombie?
It's at Crombie, yes.
Not Emancipation Garden like we've known it to be over
not
the years.
Emancipation Garden, no.
Okay.
No. We do it down at Crombie Center. You know, a little bit more space, more vendors could take advantage of, you know, of being a part of, you know, a broader experience. We just found out that we have Wonder of the Seas. At first, we didn't have a cruise ship coming, but now we have Wonder of the Seas coming in tomorrow. So not only will it be something that, you know, locals could get some impact, but there's also going to be impact for, you know, tourists.
I hear you. So food going to run out tomorrow. That's one thing we don't want. One thing, but I know the market thing. I don't play wrong over that business. I go get our credit. Got to get our credit. And then who's in the village tomorrow night, sir?
Tomorrow night we have Babe. That's a compa band. You know, playing some good compa, you know, Creole music.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I never know about that term. I know of Kadance and Zouk. Right, but yeah. one of our engineers, Danny Challenger, he's from Dominica. He actually graduated from high school, I think, in St. Thomas. He's the one who tell me about Kumpa, and that Kumpa music suite. Cause we had a commercial, we had a PSA that we were running during COVID, and so I told him, and that Kadance beat night. He said that's actually Kumpa, so there's a distinction there. So you're right, and I gonna learn some more about that as well. You know, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Then we have Vio International straight out of the Big Island doing their thing. Then we have a Latin band, salsa band called Chiquito Team Band. Chiquito Team Band. They're a Latin salsa band out of the Dominican Republic. Then you have Patrice Roberts out of Trinidad. And then you close out the night. Then we close out the night with Exodus HD. Yeah.
That's why I talk about. So that's tomorrow night. Not a big night tomorrow night. And then that leads us into a morning staple. Spell Juvert. Spell Juvert, but pronounce Juve. You right? That takes place what time on Thursday morning?
Repeat that.
The person you're talking to, would they like to be a part of the discussion? Because we got space for
them. They look like they want to be a part. I tell you, I don't have Chrome. They twisting my arm.
Tell her to introduce herself.
This Senator Neville James. You know Neville James, yeah. Senator. Tell him good morning.
Tell her good morning.
Hi,
yeah. Good morning. How are you?
Mr. James, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? What's your name?
Miss Washington,
you're working hard in preparation for food fair tomorrow, like how to pronounce it in St. Thomas?
Yes, we sure are. Working with Ian.
Okay, that's good. Going to be a success, right?
It's going to be a success.
That's good. That's good. That's good. I'm glad, glad to see that. Glad to hear your voice on Analyze This for the first time, Miss Washington.
Thank you.
You got a powerful Yankee name, Miss Washington. You know what I mean? So glad to have you on, and good luck tomorrow with the food fair.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You got it. You got it. Yeah, and you go spread the love. You know what I mean? So it's all good. Yeah. So Juve tomorrow.
Juve tomorrow morning.
How many bands have committed so far?
We have about let me just read off the bands. So we have Signal Band, we have Carnage, we have Exodus HD, we have Pumpa, we have Shah HP, we have who else? I think that's it. I think that's all of the bands, if I'm mistaken. So we have a couple bands that'll be on the road tomorrow. Okay. Just giving good music, good solid vibes.
What time does it start? What time does it end?
Starts as the sun breaks. So that's gonna probably be around, nowadays probably around 5:30.
Yeah.
It'll start at 5:30 and end at 10. But then all roads lead into the village for a wet fest. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a little wet fet for people to enjoy, cool down, go home, catch their breath, and then come back to the village on Thursday night. For Roots Rock Reggae Night.
Roots Rock Reggae. Who's the main DJ in the village, or is there one, or do you guys rotate it on a nightly basis?
Yeah, we rotate it nightly. So last night we had DJ Black. And this young kid out of Bahamas who fell in love with a cruising overdose. So we had them two perform last night as the DJs. Tonight we have DJ Pete. Tomorrow we have DJ Bolova from Puerto Rico.
Who gonna be the Roots Rock Reggae Thursday night DJ?
Roots Rock Reggae DJ is VI Dream Team. So that's DJ Country. You probably know General Country and Select.
I know Country, but that's Country for Jam Band Picnic from back in the day.
Yeah, that's the Picnic. That's the choice.
Yo, check this out, right? I'm not going to be here because I'm breaking out on Wednesday. But tell you, right? If you don't play Dub Fire in the village Thursday night at least once, so the people them can hear arguably the greatest instrumental in the history of dub music. Doom, do 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 doom, 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 doom. You can probably hear me now, right? With a hand them and so. Tell you, right? If you don't play that, don't come back. That's the rules.
No, don't even move.
Don't come back. So Little Country, right?
Give the message.
Little Country, if you don't play that dub fire at least once for the people them so they can hear great music, bass line, hand section, the works. Don't come back to the village. That's the rules. Period.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? A great conversation going on. We're taking a break right now. We come back, we're going to talk about the artist lineup for Roots Rock Reggae Night in the village. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday, right, culminates into Sunday, the big weekend for Carnival 2024. In St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
Stay updated with news, alerts, and other valuable information with WTJX Newsfeed. Listen to the latest news stories that matter with Marcelina Ventura Douglas. Weekdays at 5 p.m. on WTJX 93.1, WTJX Newsfeed, your source for stories that matter.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm Aisha Roscoe, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, where we're not just interested in what's going on in the world, but why it's happening and how. Details are important. So are different points of view. We're dedicated to bringing you the stories behind the big events and the small ones, too. Join us every Sunday morning for Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Weekend Edition, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, Wait, We Give You a Chance to Impress Your Friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists? You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Sometimes you need a moment to just step back, relax, and listen to your favorite song. I'm Raina Duris, and on the next World Cafe, maybe I can help you find something new to love, or maybe remind you of something you've been missing. There's so much music out there to enjoy, so take a moment, take a breath, and tune in to World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
And we're back here on Analyze This. And before I get back to Mr. Turnbull, Ian Turnbull, I want to probably know that I had done some research. By the way, first of all, Terry T, I bet you don't know about that as what dub fire big tune that I just talking about. You know what I'm saying? So I want to tease Terry T about that, right? I had pulled up an article, Mr. Turnbull, from 20 years ago, right? On the St. Thomas source, Little Junior Calypsonian makes big impression. Right? This is an April 2004 article. And five-year-old Maurice Hansby was the primary division winner for his performance of Play the Calypso, becoming the youngest winner, the youngest contestant to capture the honor since Reese LaFranc, the Mighty Chicken Wing, won in the mid-1990s. So that's her name. So if anybody know where Miss Reese LaFranc there, right?
Reese LaFranc.
R like A H Reese, R I I S E. Reese LaFranc, L A F R A N Q U E. Tell them Neville James looking out for them. Can you remember them being in the Daily News from back in the day? And also, that day, right, or that competition that year, your boy Kaiser Calwood won the junior competition. He was a two-time intermediate champ before winning the junior competition that year, and he beat Lord T, right? So you know Kaiser's a big shot now, right? Then all kind of thing, right?
Actually,
he's a board for TJX, but public broadcasting, so I go watch him out because he might tell them, you know, deal with Mr. James for me, please, right? But now we want to give a shout out to him. And Mr. Maurice Hansby was 5 years old at the time, so if he's still around,
5 years old,
yeah, wow. He was 5 years old, so that means he's 25 now, because it's a 2004 article. So we want to give a shout out. This is the 20-year anniversary for Mr. Maurice Hansby, 5 years old when he win the junior competition back in the day. You know how we do it on this show. I'm a history major. It is what it is.
History,
you know what I'm
saying? Major, yeah, man.
Yo, I like doing analyzing. I like doing this type of thing. Yeah, we gotta do that. You know what I mean? Recognize the dominant folks on behind from back in the day. So getting back to Thursday night, Roots Rock Reggae. Who performing live?
Roots Rock. So we have that night. We love our locals. We get Fire Train, Catalyst, and those guys. Fire Train band straight out of St. Croix coming to open up that night. Then you have TJ out of Jamaica, you know, dancehall artist. You have Jada Kingdom, another dancehall artist, you know, female dancehall artist. Then you have Barrington Levy. And then, of course, you have, you know, Sizzla Kalanji, who just got his papers.
Barrington Levy back in the territory, man?
Back in the territory to perform live.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got some, big tune from over the years, you know?
Yeah, huge record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Wait, now, look like you got some skills there, though. Listening to you, you know.
We love music, you know. We love it. We enjoy it.
Yes, yes.
Very therapeutic.
No, Baritone, you do a big, man. Big tune, man. Big tune. Back in 1994, I think it was, he had that tune, that love song that he had dropped in a reggae version.
Really and truly.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. We go set you up to be in a village, man. Yeah, what's going on?
No.
We go choke you in a little bit there to find out what's going on.
Baritone is one of them artists, you know, like, he have a distinct voice.
Yes.
You know that voice.
Yeah.
When you hear it, you know it.
He and Ika Mouse had a wicked feud a couple of years back. It was ugly.
Ika Mouse?
How
you know about Ika?
Wow. I know about Ika Mouse.
This is why
Ika Mouse take a song from back in the day, right? The song on his Safari, right? Tee wee 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 wee. Yo.
Crazy.
And that
was a class song, and he used it as a clash.
Yes, and he said, you know, you got a high-pitched funny voice, right? You got a high-pitched voice. In that jungle, the mighty jungle. Yo, classic. Yep. Classic Ika Mouse. You know what I'm saying? So we good with that, right? I'm trying to find, let me say 1994. Barrington, hold on there, 1993. Track listing. Be Strong. That's the big tune there for Barrington Levy. Yeah. Be Strong. The woman them, I love that one, my son.
It did.
Yeah. See, people done texting me. I already know. Ika Mouse early in the morning. You know, you had a big tune. Ganja Smuggling. Yo. Don't let me start a classic tour and mash up this place. You know what I mean? Bring back all of the wicked man them from back. Hey, if we were to bring Cutty, if I were to bring Cutty Ranks in the village one of these years, right? And when he play, wake them man. Hey, you will hear they will Brockton the village in St. Thomas. So don't bring it. Because we want the village Brockton. Don't bring it. Right?
No, I remember, you know, the luxury of the division festivals and having three festivals.
That's right.
Carnivals.
That's right.
Is that we could, you know, you don't do something one place, you know. So Cutty Ranks ain't about it, you know, Cutty Ranks, but, you know, some of these artists that we talk about, you know, it ain't hard to, you know, bring them. You know, we already kind of have St. John lined up.
Okay.
We got some great artists for St. John that, you know. You know, we actually in the midst of contracting them, putting them under contract and everything. So, you know.
Hey, by the way, Terry T, let me to know that you're his neighbor, right?
Yeah, I'm my neighbor.
And he said the good thing about this show, right, is the audience, because they let me know what's going on. He said Miss LeFranc actually lives in the States right now. So
okay.
So Terry, because I asked Kaiser. Kaiser said he saw her mother the other day. So let her know that we got a spot for her to call in at any time in the future to talk about that experience as the Mighty Chicken Wing winning the competition back in the day, the Junior Calypso. Mm. Okay, so Terry T, you, Kaiser, whatever, let Miss LeFranc know. We got that spot there for her. Now, quickly before we go to Friday, that Cutty Ranks, right? The thing about a lot of these songs is there's something distinct about a song that people could remember it, right? And the one thing about the Cutty Ranks big tune, right? Because he don't start to laugh when the song start, and then he don't say 6 million ways to die.
Choose one.
You know? Yeah. Now let me tell you something, right? 6 million is a lot of numbers. You know?
But not just that, you know, the dub plate, you know,
Yeah, man. And back then, that was classic Buju Bantan, Shaka Dimas and Players, Capleton, Candon. That's what he said, right? Tell Admiral, call me Candon. Mm-hmm. Right? Big tune like that. So, like you said, we got flexibility. We got three different festivals, so, and everyone has a reggae night. So we could do what we got to do. Friday morning, the children's parade starts at what time?
Friday morning, children's parade starts at 10 a.m. promptly. We encourage everybody to come out. This is, we always have these debates about, the kids show, the kids' parade, children's parade. So no excuses, people. Come out, enjoy. Come out and sit and enjoy, our presentation from our little ones. I think we have about the last count I saw was about 27 or 28.
Okay.
Entries. So, again, a lot of good stuff. A lot of opportunity for us to,
Because they're gonna be the ones graduating to the big parade at some point.
We don't want the culture to die.
No, sir. All roads lead to Bovoni for races. The return of carnival races this year.
We
dedicated a whole show to that last week, so we don't have to elaborate on that. But it's good to see that particular culture, that event, is back into the fold over in St. Thomas. So congratulations, everybody, in that regard. Who's in the village on Friday night?
On Friday night, we have a local thing, true local thing, on Smile Island thing. That night is called Madras Mass. We encourage everybody to come out in some Madras, show up the Madras in the village. But that night, we have Rudy Live. Rudy is our local, female talent. She'll be coming out with her band. Then you have Carnage Band. That's a big band here in St. Thomas. Then you have Signal Band out of Dominica. So they'll be performing. And then you have Collision out of St. Kitts.
Okay.
Collision Band out of St. Kitts.
Okay, that's why I'm talking about drawing people into the village so the boot owners can make money and all stuff. And all the local band, them getting a piece of the action as well. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. What time does the parade start on Saturday morning?
On Saturday morning, parade starts at 10 a.m. as well. Again, we encourage everybody to come out super duper early. Just enjoy a show. Enjoy the parade. That's the last of it. That's the last, not the last lap in the sense, but that's the performance that, that's where people get to let loose, free up, for the last hoorah of carnival. For that, I think we have 40-plus entries, 40-plus entries. People are excited. People are already, done everything that they need to do. And, just a matter of everybody, coming on the road, being safe. Be your brother or sister's keeper on the road. Don't let somebody do too much when they can't stand up, But, we know that the people are excited. We see them here in the village. We see them about during the various events, and everybody's excited about the culmination or at least getting to the end, safely and having fun,
Without a doubt.
And then, of course, you have fireworks at 9, 9 p.m., and then it's back in the village again for last lick, last lap.
Who performing that night?
That night we have Tamisha Leibert. She'll be performing. Should be in the village. Then we have What It Is Live. That's a band. That's a new St. Thomas up and coming band. They're pretty good. You have Shaggy.
The Shaggy himself?
The Shaggy himself, yes. You have Shaggy performing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then you have, of course, Grandmasters.
Out of St. Kitts?
Out
of St. Kitts. Wow. Yeah. We know Grandmaster still. They had one of the bigger tunes from back in the day, man. I can't even mention the tone on this show. Throwback. Let me just say throwback. They had a big tune in throwback back in the day. Wow, the Grandmasters. That's awesome. Hey, let me ask this question. The Klongs and the Indians still alive in St. Thomas, man?
Most definitely. Most definitely. It's so cool. It's so funny you say that. So there's a young lady. I just can't recall her name now, but she brought in a basket of masks. Some actual, back in the day, the Indians and the Klongs, them used to wear like these. Not the Indians. The Klongs used to wear these masks.
Yeah.
out of mesh. She brought me a container. It's probably, what, 15 masks? These old school masks. So, you know, we in the next couple of weeks, we're going to probably put them up in the tourism office. When people come through, they get to see a little bit of nostalgic culture. But, you know, I remember those masks as a kid growing up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the parade in St. Thomas. The parade in St. Thomas wasn't the parade if the clowns and the Indians weren't a part of that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got the Elsco and the Sebastian Majoress and those staples as well. But but the clowns and the Indian them, yes sir, yes sir.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, look, man. Anything Sunday? I know boat race. What this past Sunday again, right?
Yeah, boat race past. That was good. You know, of course. But Sunday we sponsored or supported Global Citizen, the Utopia Unity Fest. So you have the African Giant, aka Burna Boy. He'll be performing alongside Rock City, our very own.
The village closing on Sunday.
The village won't be open that night. Your arrows will lead down to Port Authority.
Oh, Port Authority. I go in Sundowners.
Sundowners.
I got new Sundowners in Crong Bay.
Down in Crong Bay. You good. You really good.
If I good.
You're real good.
If I good. I don't enjoy this, man.
I mean,
That's right. That's right. So, hey, look, man. Yeah. Thank you for calling on short notice. I appreciate that.
And, no problem, man.
Great conversation. Yeah. Good luck. Congratulations on putting this agenda, this performance list together for Carnival 2024. Much success. Yeah. We hope for a safe and incident-free Carnival and life in the Virgin Islands. It ain't just about Carnival alone. And
exactly.
I'm looking forward to talking with you in the near future and in advance of the celebration in St. John.
Yep, definitely. The 78th, so, you know, we're excited about that. Coming with some heavy stuff. A lot of, you know, some cultural goodies as well.
That's what I'm talking about.
Before I jump off, I want to just thank our sponsors.
Yeah, quick, because run through them quick. We got about 25 seconds.
Yeah. Via Avis and Budget, Liberty, HD Manufacturing, On-Site Storage, Hennessy and Heineken. You know, thank these companies that put money towards it, you know, put their money where their mouth is, right?
Yeah, man. Good looking out, okay? Thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great show. That was the Ian Turnbull, Division of Festivals from the Department of Tourism. Great lineup this week in St. Thomas for Carnival. Talk to you tomorrow. Be good and be safe. Bye bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
So I spent the past year trying to figure out what news designed for 21st century humans might look like. One of the things that really stuck with me was that we now know that humans actually need hope to get up in the morning. And I don't think as a journalist I ever thought about it that way.
We're always looking for new and better ways to understand the world we live in. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
As the news gets more complex and changes through the day, you need more than just a quick headline check. Here and Now keeps you connected to your world between Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as the news and the people shaping it are changing in real time. I'm Robin Young. Follow along on Here and Now, NPR News weekday afternoons.
From 2 to 4 on WTJX FM, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.